So Transporting New Zealand has made a submission about the Ministry of Transport's consultation document on freight and supply chain issues. What's it all about, Nick?
Well, good question. I mean, this is important, and I know that the transport industry has always understood why the supply chain functions, what it does and why it does it. But it's taken the government, David, a little bit longer to come around to that. And it was really COVID, I think, that sparked their interest and built their understanding. And so what started off is, how do we help the supply chain and the pressures surrounding supply chain during lockdowns morphed into what's a sort of a longer-term view that the government can take, and what are the sort of big issues facing the sector? And that's culminated in this study, and they've
right.
put that out. And obviously, Transporting New Zealand, on behalf of the road transport industry, has made quite a fulsome submission. And the issue that we sometimes have with government is that they want to stick their fingers into things that aren't going to make a difference or aren't going to make a positive difference. And so what we've said in this is that the supply chain functions, largely as a result of private enterprise, and that will remain the case. And that what we want to do is get the participants of the supply chain working closely. And we see that government's job, obviously, is as a regulator, but also as a provider of infrastructure. And, that is obviously, for us, means roading infrastructure, but it could also mean shipping infrastructure. It could be the emergence, potentially, of perhaps a shipping hub offshore that services New Zealand in a place like Sydney, which would fulfil the coastal shipping fantasy of the government, potentially. It really is about understanding over the next 50 to 100 years what New Zealand needs to stay competitive in the supply chain for it to continue to work as a well-oiled machine. I mean, it was interesting to me, the biggest exposure we've got is the fact that, and we know this, of course, in our industry, but that we're at the end of the shipping lines, and only 4% of world shipping freight actually ends up in New Zealand. So we're the easiest routes to cut, if you're needing to, put shipping demand or elsewhere in the world. And that kind of exposure, I suspect, was a revelation to the government.
Right.
And so it's quite good to see them scope these issues. I think it's a positive thing.
Okay.
What we've got to do now is ensure that they don't rush off and invest a whole lot of money somewhere that isn't going to make the kind of difference we need.
So what you're really saying is that the government's job is to help the transporting companies get on with business.
Well, I think it certainly is that. And I mean, obviously transport operators pay significant amounts of road user charges. Those road user charges should solely go to building and maintaining roading infrastructure. That's our position in Transporting New Zealand. Unfortunately, there have been other hands allowed into the cookie jar in recent times, and we've seen that. And so we wanted to, obviously to continue to assert that, but recognising as well that rail freight, that shipping infrastructure is really important as well. I mean, just to give you an example, I think that having a dry dock in New Zealand maintenance on our big fleet, that works the coast and the Cook Strait, would reduce the time that ships are in dry dock. Something like that could be a worthwhile investment for the government. They do appear to be determined to invest in coastal shipping. We've got to, add our voice and ensure that that's done in a way that, works for the entire supply chain. And I think seeing ourselves as part of a chain, understanding what we give to that chain, is really important to continue to assert and to continue to tell our story so the public understands it as well as the government.
Environment and emissions are a big topic too, Nick. Is the trucking industry, do you think, being unfairly targeted?
No, I don't think we're being unfairly targeted, because the government aren't asking us to produce an emissions result on, you know, non-existent technology, because of course technology that, you know, provides zero emissions doesn't exist yet for heavy trucking, or even particularly much lower emissions. Although that's changing, as we saw last week with HWR's announcement in terms of their reduction. Announcement of these new vehicles that are going to be the sort of composite of hydrogen and diesel, and that's, I think, an exciting step for the industry. But, you know, heavy trucks emit around 25% of total transport emissions. That's 25% of transport emissions. It's about 5% of New Zealand's total emissions, right?
Yeah.
So that's a pretty significant number, because they're only 3% of our vehicle fleet. And what we, I think, have got to do as an industry is look at ways that we can make reductions in that now, and there are ways we can do that. One of them is through fuel-efficient driving. Another way is to, you know, I think, which is what we will be doing, is talking to the government about having the what we call eco-trucks, heavier vehicles potentially on key freight routes. You know, heavier vehicles carrying more freight, fewer trips. And, I mean, we absolutely stand by the principle of reducing harmful emissions from road transport over the next decade or two. We've got to be part of getting to net zero by 2050, and we've got to look at partnerships with the government and others to reduce emissions now, but also pitch the industry to be able to take advantage of new technology as it arises. There are obviously smaller e-catters on the road now, which is fantastic, I think, around town. But, you know, the solution for heavy trucks isn't quite there yet. And we've just got to be open to when it is there and ensure that, you know, all the good infrastructure design and roading, road building continues, because trucks are part of the future, whether, you know, certain people like that or not. They are part of the future, and we've got to ensure that they emit as little CO2 as is possible.
Okay, so technology is really an exciting and future for the industry.
I think so, and I think that, you know, and I've said this before, but I think it's worth saying again. Customers of our industry, if they haven't already, will be beginning to ask about what individual transport companies are doing to demonstrate that they are on the road to net zero. And I think it would be interesting to hear from transport operators around their thoughts on this, both what's actually happening out in customer land, but also what are they doing in their businesses to demonstrate not only reduction in emissions, but also some sustainability principles. That's going to be very important as well. So, you know, there is a lot of work to do, and I do see transport in New Zealand getting, you know, more practically involved in this space to help its members and the wider industry.
Thank you very much, Nick. Now, just lastly, all those topics are going to be coming up, of course, in the Transporting New Zealand conference taking place in Invercargill in September. So that'll be discussed then. And so people can look at that on the website, and also they can look at the submission too. So that's also available on the website, isn't it?
It's all online, and we are definitely catering for these topics at the conference. And it's, I think, you know, the conference will be a welcome opportunity for people to get together again after so many years. I think it'll be just a good catch up and a good social time as well.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Thanks, David.